Why don't you reach over and grab somebody by the hand? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity to be in your house again on another Sunday night, another day that we've not seen before. Father, we thank you because so many people did not wake up on this side of the Jordan, but you saw fit to sustain us with your mercy and your grace, and for that we're thankful. Father, we thank you for trusting us with your ministry, trusting us with your word, trusting us to go into all the world and make disciples. Father, we thank you because we realize it's not through anything that we did, but you chose us, you prepared us for your purpose and your plan. Now, Father, we pray for the person whose hand we're now holding. You see their needs, body, mind. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, renew their minds, Father. Father, we pray that you would heal their bodies, that you would bring them in compliance with your word that says they're healed, they're whole. In Jesus' name. Father, we come against the adversary, Satan, who would seek to try to destroy them. In the name of Jesus, we come against you, Satan. The blood of Jesus is against you. The name of Jesus is against you. You cannot control the believers. You cannot confuse the believers. We assert today that we're not going to be depressed. We're not going to be deterred. We're not going to be defeated. Right now, Father, we declare that our hearts are ready to receive the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. Father, we pray as you plant that seed in the fallow grounds of our hearts, that the roots from that seed would go down deep, and that the harvest that comes from it will be bountiful. We declare that everyone under the sound of this word will be changed, transformed, never the same. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone said amen and amen. Well, we certainly give honor to God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to the precious personage of the Holy Spirit who leads us into all truth and shows us things to come. Certainly give honor to Pastor Bill Swat Jr., to all the elders on the board that are part of the leadership team of this great fellowship of believers. We thank God for an opportunity to be in his house, to be trusted with the awesome responsibility of feeding the sheep of God. Isn't it awesome to be saved? Isn't it awesome to be in God's house? If you believe it, say amen. You know, we thank you for each and every one of you that have come out on Sunday night. We double thank you if you came out this morning and decided to press your way through tonight. What a beautiful day it is. You could have found something else to do. There are people home watching the NCAA tournaments. There are people home watching all kinds of movies. But you decided to come to the house of God. And for that, we're forever grateful. I want to talk to you tonight under the subject, let God be magnified. You know, it's interesting that we remind each and every one of you that not just myself singularly or Pastor Bill Swat Jr. are soul winners, but we're all missionaries. We're all evangelists on the battlefield for our Lord. It's our responsibility every day to make sure that we bring in souls for the kingdom. It's our opportunity. It's our divine privilege to go out and declare the name of Jesus among those in our sphere of influence. And as such, it's our responsibility to fill this house of God. You say, well, how can we do it? You say, well, we need to make sure that they can see God clearly, that they can see God clearly so that they can make a decision. One of the best ways to make sure that they can see God clearly is for us to magnify him, or to make him larger, or make him bigger so he's easily seen among the masses. Psalm 40 and verse 16 says, let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, let the Lord be magnified. The word magnify is often used throughout the Bible, and it of course means to make larger or to make more easily visible. It's translated in the Bible to mean greater or grown or brought up or promote or advanced or to lift up or increase the size of our God in the light of those who are looking for him. To magnify God, we want to make sure that every person who is out searching can easily see him. When I think of magnifying, I think of the magnifying glass. When you looked through it, everything was many, many times larger. We want to do that with our God so that unsaved people can easily see God. How can we magnify God? Magnify God through the preaching of his word. 1 Corinthians 1 and 23 says, we preach Christ, the Messiah, crucified, preaching which to the Jews is a scandal and an offense, stumbling block that springs a snare or trap, and to the Gentiles it is absurd and utterly unphilosophical nonsense. To those who can't see, who are blinded by the darkness of this world, preaching Christ is nonsense. But for those that are looking, when we preach Christ, we magnify him so he's easily seen so that they can make a decision about coming in from this lost world into the marvelous light. The preaching of salvation for lost sinners by and through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, when it's faithfully applied, appears foolishness to those that are on the road of destruction. But for those who are seeking, those who are searching, it can be the life-transforming experience that they are looking for. So when we decide that as evangelists, as missionaries, we are going to make sure that the unsaved can find God through Jesus Christ, we need to magnify him through the preaching of the word. Amen? Some of you say, well, I don't preach. You say, well, okay, then you can make sure you invite somebody to a preaching, teaching service. Amen? If you don't preach, you don't teach, you can invite them to Sunday morning. Amen? You can invite them to Sunday night. Amen? You can invite them to Wednesday night Bible study. And, you know, everybody has needs. They have needs that need to be met. You can let them know that we pray for the sick in every service. We pray for those that are having troubles in their life and relationships and their marriages, that they can come and find a word from the Lord. The preached word, the prophetic word, all will magnify how awesome our God is. I looked at some of the people that came this morning that were brand new to this experience, and the prophetic word, so accurate, so right on, shows them how big God is. That in this whole world, that all the experiences and the things that they're going through, that God would single them out to speak directly into their lives. And it magnifies God for them. It gives them the opportunity to see God on a bigger stage. Amen? Number two, we magnify God through praise and through worship. Psalm 22:22 says, I will declare your name to my brothers in the congregation. I will praise you. Psalm 35:28 says, my tongue will speak of your righteousness and of your praises all day long. Psalm 40 verse 3 says, he put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Well, how will they see the Lord? When they see me praising and worship the God of our salvation, when they see how important the God of our salvation is to you and I, it will cause them to see and revere and put their trust in the Lord. Praise and worship is so that God, scripture says, he inhabits or abodes in the praises of his people. When we're praising and worshiping God, God is literally in our midst. And it gives those who are unsaved an opportunity to see this big, awesome God of ours. Amen? So we magnify God through the preached word. We magnify him through praise and worship. Three, we magnify God through the performance of good works. Matthew 5 and 16 says this, let your light so shine before men, what light are they talking about? That they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. When we're out working for the kingdom, when we're out feeding those people that are hungry, when we're out clothing the naked, when we're binding together the brokenhearted, when we're undergirding and supporting those who have fallen on hard times, it is allowing our light to shine that those who are in darkness can see our good works and glorify the Father who is in heaven. It gives us an opportunity when we're mowing grass coming up this season to mow somebody's grass in Jesus' name. Not to do it so that we can garner favor with them, but to do it so that we can let our light so shine. When we work in the food pantry and we're feeding folks, we're not doing it out of obligation because somebody said you had to or because of family tradition, because your mother did so. We're doing it to let our light so shine so that people would see it and glorify the Father who is in heaven. When we're working so feverishly hard this summer in Vacation Bible School, amen. I'm looking for more amens than that on Vacation Bible School. I'm going to keep saying it until everybody get happy about Vacation Bible School. When we're working so hard in Vacation Bible School, what's going to happen is that people are going to see our good works and glorify our Father who is in heaven. I don't know. You think about your salvation experience. For many people, salvation or the path to salvation started at Vacation Bible School. Come on now, that's important for young people who are trying to figure out what they believe, trying to figure out whom they should put their trust in. When we do those good works, it gives us an opportunity to shine our light. What is the alternative? Take our light and hide it under a bushel? He said, you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. You need to let your light shine. Somebody say, let your light shine.
Let your light shine.
So when we're magnifying God, we magnify him through the preached word. We magnify him through praise and worship. We magnify him through good works. And finally, we magnify him through our witness. Deuteronomy 6 and 7 and says, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk to them when thou sittest in thy house, when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. When are you supposed to tell them about what God has done for you? All the time. You need to talk to them when you're at your house. You need to talk to them when you're walking. You need to talk to them when you're getting ready to lie down. You need to talk to them when you rise up in the morning. Come on, it was just me that was raising, you know, parents used to take young people and say, we're going to pray before we go to bed. We're going to pray before we eat our meal. We're going to magnify our God by showing them how important he is in our lives. Psalm 77 and 12 says, I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. When we're letting God be magnified through our testimony of his greatness, we are reminding ourselves and those in our sphere of influence how much God has done for us. Those that are in our family, those that don't know our testimony on the job, we're letting them know how God has come through for us time and time again. Many of you have heard me say that my grandmother came up from the South. in a time when it was really tumultuous, and married an elder in the apostolic church and died, and she got seven kids and marries another guy who's a deacon. He dies. But the faithfulness of God to her and her children is why I stand so strong in the faith, because she never, ever gave up. Her testimony and witness is that no matter what, she could always trust God. Even when they told her in her 30s, she had an enlarged heart and had 90 days to live. You've heard the testimony. She said, I got 90 days to live. I married two husbands. They're both dead. Who's going to raise these children? She, like Hezekiah, said, I need you to look at my record again. I can't go with these kids. What's their legacy if their fathers are dead and I'm dead too? Who's going to raise them? God extended her grace, extended her mercy, and she lived to be 89, praising and worshiping God, giving her testimony, encouraging those who found themselves downtrodden. That's what God wants from us. He wants us to magnify him in the preached word. He wants us to magnify him in praise and worship. He wants us to magnify him in our good works, and he wants us to magnify him in our witness before God. Amen. Why don't you stand on your feet? I want to ask Bill Swat Jr., pastor, and his wife to come down. They're getting ready to go on a journey on the mission field of Florida. Souls in Florida got to be saved along the beach. Somebody's got to be